the news that a series of 66 Chinese math textbooks used in Shanghai primary schools will be released in Britain has caught attention of people in China and abroad, which will be translated exactly with no editing to adjust them to UK's local curriculum. 上海小学使用的36本数学系列教材将在英国发行的消息引起了国内外人士的关注，而且这些教材将完全照搬翻译，不需要编辑，就可以根据英国当地的课程进行调整。Actually, it's not the first time Chinese math textbooks are published in the UK. One lesson, one exercise has been published in 2015 in the UK, and the feedback was overwhelmingly positive. 实际上，这并不是中国数学教科书第一次在英国出版。一课一练系列已于2015年在英国出版，反馈非常的积极。And the textbook deal is only part of the UK's Teaching for Mastery program, announced in July 2016. The program aims to spend around $51.5 million to support and encourage half of England's primary schools to adopt Asian math teaching methods. 而教科书协议只是英国2016年7月宣布的精通教学计划中的一部分。该计划旨在花费约$51,500,000，支持和鼓励英格兰一半以上的小学采用亚洲的数学教学方法。So, do you pay attention to just England's primary schools involved in this program? We've known that the UK is a country of countries. Why not Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland involved in this program except England?
那么你是否注意到参与这项计划的只是英格兰的小学？我们已经知道联合王国是一个众国之国，那为什么除了英格兰，这项教学计划不涉及苏格兰、威尔士和北爱这三个国家呢？
From today, we'll learn how the UK education system is organized. And the topic for this part is about compulsory education, including four sections. First, aboutstate, private, and public schools. Secondly, years and stages to attend. Thirdly, about a curriculum. And lastly, exams and certificates.
这一部分的主题是义务教育，包括四个小点。第一点是关于公立学校、私立学校以及公学。第二点是上学的年龄和阶段。第三点是关于课程。最后是关于考试和证书。